Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
David, thank you. David Schuster had our updates right there. And Kevin Zipak before that. Thanks to our guests from the Three Technique this morning. Thanks to Kendall Gill for coming on. Finally there in the Big Three. The man is enjoying himself. Those games, again, Sunday at 2 o'clock at the UIC Pavilion. Big3.com/tickets if you want to go. And Joe Madden was on the show earlier. Producers are Jay Zawoski and Rick Camp. Great job, guys. Ray Diaz helps and does good work. Brian Gertz does the video stream and does it well at Watch670thescore.com. Tomorrow on the show, Mike Florio at 10 o'clock and more. And then we're off real early because it's like a getaway day game in Atlanta, and that's an hour earlier than normal. I think we're off at 10:35 tomorrow. I think we have 95 minutes of Rock'em Sock'em Radio, whether we like it or not. Barry, oh, but you're not here.
I'm not here.
Thanks, buddy.
I'll be in 5 to 9.
Oh, okay, you're doing the morning show. Well, it's been a pleasure the last few days.
Thank
you, Barry.
What's the difference? I won't even say. First night on that show, you don't sleep. I mean, you just don't sleep. And I know I won't, so I'm not even worried about it. By the time I get home tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, I'll be lucky to make it home without killing myself or others on the road.
No, nope, power nap and then 18 holes.
That sounds like a very good idea.
Bernsey and Goff are here to begin the afternoon show tonight. Gentlemen, starting for the Washington Nationals will be Edwin Jackson for his 13th Major League ball club.
Trailing only Octavio Dotel.
That's it. And I am interested because several years ago I predicted this guy was going to be the one to break Dotel's
What's
record.
What's Mike Morgan
I was
at?
Just going to say, he used to be Mike Morgan.
12. I'm pretty sure he was 12. And Dotel is at 14. I'll look to be sure, but
Mike
Edwin
Morgan
Jackson
hung around long enough to get a ring in Arizona. Remember that? Remember him cursing on live TV with whoever was Schilling and Johnson up on the podium or up on the stage getting their trophy for MVP.
I love guys like that. I love guys who are just talented enough, good enough, and just to play on that many teams, but never really valued enough to stick with one. No matter what the sport.
He got screwed by Charlie Finley, actually, early. I mean, he brought him up basically out of high school as a publicity stunt and ruined his career at the very start. So he never did become what he might have. He was a very solid starting pitcher with the Dodgers before he signed with the Cubs. Just couldn't...
Point of clarification. Octavio Dotel has 13. Tonight, Edwin will be playing for the Nationals.
Second time, though, isn't it?
Yes! I screwed up, Jason. He already played with the Nats in 2012, so it's still just... he's locked there at 12, is Edwin Jackson.
So he's tied then with...
Nope, he's one back. He's one back of Dotel. He's tied with Mike Morgan, Matt Stairs, and Matt Ron Stairs. Vallone.
Who's the NBA comp? Who would be a modern NBA player who's played with the most teams?
That's a good question.
Because off the top of my head, it would have to be one of these shooter guys.
I don't know.
Yeah, punch it into the internet machine and see what you come up with. Because I just wonder, because especially with 10-day contracts.
The answer is Chucky Brown with 12, tied with Jim Jackson with 12.
52. Yeah.
Chucky Brown.
Yeah.
Last was with the Rockets, I believe.
No, I don't know. I don't know what order they're listed here. I'm trying to figure it out because he's played for...
I think his last team was with those Rockets squads at the end there.
Yeah, I remember him on those Rockets teams.
He'd be one of those guys to go through. I don't know. It came up that we were talking to Kenny Smith, and Kenny Smith brought up... he brought up the name Ken the Animal Bannister, and we started looking up all the teams that... Not just NBA teams, but like the total number of professional basketball teams that Ken Bannister had played for for like 20 years. I mean, all over the globe, every possible league, and then back and forth from the NBA.
Others with 12. It's actually four different players. Chucky Brown, Jim Jackson, Tony Massenberg, and Joe Smith. Those are the four guys who played for 12 teams.
Hey, whoever's willing to cut a check,
right?
Keep cutting them.
Let's go.
If you're getting paid to do what you love in life, that's a great living.
Kendall said the hotels are really good. The hotels for the Big Three are really good.
It matters.
Yeah. He said it feels like a real league. And what we both love was like, He said all the teams are eating together and like hanging out together and kind of looking askance at all the other teams.
Nobody wants to hang out with 40-year-old NBA players besides 40-year-old NBA players.
Yeah, but they're like they're competitive juicers.
They're not talking to their buddies on the other teams before games. They're not hanging out with them. They're treating it like it matters.
You can sleep on a guy's couch. Doesn't matter.
Once the game starts, it starts. I mean, I can smell the Flexol from here, man. It just even probably after the games, after the showers, in their suits, the wintergreen oil fragrance just permeates.
I'm willing to bet that the Kendall is the one that's taking this the most seriously of everyone in the league. Because if you follow Kendall on social media, especially on Instagram, Kendall still works out. He's in the league. And that first go round, when I don't believe he was on a squad.
No, he got pissed.
He was very angry. Took it very seriously because he was still in really good shape, and he was putting up like jab step videos and all these things that he was doing. And I was like, oh man, because we all had lunch not too long ago, and you know, Kendall's a quiet dude, so we didn't really talk about it. Nobody really brought it up. We were just talking about stuff in the city, and then I see the videos. I'm like, oh man, that's still eating at him a little bit. Yeah. So somebody's paying you to put a ball in a hole like you used to when you were a kid, knock yourself out, man. Enjoy yourself.
Fun. Have some fun.
Yeah. Is he still boxing?
Yes, he said so.
He'll never stop doing that. He's that dude has a want to stay in shape like few people I've ever seen, including athletes. Like usually athletes, they enjoy not having to do the everyday maintenance. After a while, that's all it is. Like people think you're getting out there to get a good workout, and you're just trying to make sure your bones don't hurt as much as they did when you woke up. And he is a madman when it comes to working out.
My childhood barber and my dad's current barber still is boxing in his 60s. It has always been something. He's in unbelievable shape, and he competed, and he just kept competing. He just never stopped boxing. Yeah. I mean, but actually, in fights, in these little three-round fights, not just working out. Like, he's actually competing.
Yeah, if you're 60 years old and still getting hit in the head, that's ridiculous.
He loves it. Absolutely loves it.
They allow that? Like 60 plus wearing the headgear?
We've seen that. I can't believe that. I don't think that's at the signature room.
I don't think they're selling tickets to it.
Are those just bum fights you're talking about?
Two dudes meet in an alley.
He's been doing it
all
his adult life.
I'll pay for that.
Well, you figure it's going to happen at home anyway. Might as well go in a ring with gloves on.
Better a hairdresser than a heart surgeon, right? I mean, because if you think maybe something's knocked loose and you get that one bad haircut, it's not like the one triple bypass. It's like, oh, something might be wrong with it. We better stop boxing.
Well, if you're in for a triple bypass, you flipped the coin already. You probably did some things that led up to that triple bypass. But no, I know groups of guys who still, you know, 5 minutes with the gloves. Like, this is the way we'll settle this argument. And I know some schools.
With gloves.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
Yeah, I know some schools.
Hey, that's a much better way than some of the other ways.
That have instituted, all right, you know, you've got an issue with him, he's got an issue with you, you sign up. And, you know, you find out really quickly who doesn't want that smoke.
Is that an Army thing, too?
Used to be in the military for sure.
I think it's not legal anymore.
I know a charter school that, you know, you sign up, hey. You sign up if you're talking all that jazz during lunch and you're trying to bully somebody. Sign up, put your name on the sheet, and if that person signs up, you know, you go at it right then and there. And a lot of times the bullies find out that they're not as tough as they thought they were, because boxing is a different animal. After that first 30 seconds of adrenaline runs out, that's your ass.
Conor McGregor might learn that too.
I mean, but he's been in physical situations and performed. I mean, you're talking about guys who. Like,
I'm not making a one-to-one comparison.
You're talking about bowling, but like, there's certain muscles that you don't even realize function and fire off that way after about 45 seconds. After all that fun of, oh yeah, I got boxing gloves on and actually doing it.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, a minute and a half in. Yeah, you find out where you're at. Fatigue makes a coward out of all of us? That's a different level of fatigue.
There was a kid in my neighborhood who challenged me to a fight, and my brother, who's 9 years older, happened to be there and said, "You want to fight my brother? All right, let's fight." And like, he got in touch with his older brother, and they set it up.
Al Heyman on the line.
They set up an actual boxing match between me and this other like 7-year-old kid.
That happened to me once.
And they put the gloves on me, and like, we fought in like somebody's loft space in a barn. burn.
Did
in
you get
the
a
neighbor-
cut of the proceeds?
Seriously?
I got destroyed. I got absolutely just got. I got punched in the face, and I was like, "What am I doing here?"
Did you ever, as we say, keep that same energy with that young man after that?
Like no.
whatever brought it to that. Like that's why we were talking. We talked about it before you and I have with the Geno Smith and Ikan and Polly thing. Like
right.
You have to understand that not everybody's. Not everybody's, you know, at the same frequency as you are at all times. And when you bring that smoke, you better be prepared for it.
Yeah.
Like that energy is something else until you learn that, oh, there's a fight that can happen after this.
His threshold for physical confrontation is very different than mine.
Yeah. My mom used to tell me, there's always somebody tougher than you, so be very careful out there.
Somebody should have told my brother so he didn't put me in a fight against my will.
I'll never forget.
I hadn't thought about that in a long time. And as you guys are talking, I'm like,
oh, man.
Instead
of working through it, it's okay. It's out
Chris
there now.
Haven's kicked my ass when I was 7 years old.
Who kept the concession money?
I power bombed Omorfio Robinson in his backyard.
Omorfio?
That's phenomenal.
He's a great dude too. We got into it and we were in his backyard and he was like, "Well, you can get the hell out of my backyard then." I was like, "I gotta go no damn where." And I was right down the street from my house and he started mouthing off or whatever and I just picked him up. I could have like broken this kid's neck because if you know what a power bomb is, it's flipping someone over and dropping them on their neck. And he was in a lot of pain and I ran away and I saw him at school the next day and I was like, okay, he's not dead. We're all good. I will never engage in that kind of, you know, situation. There's a few fights that popped up here and there throughout the junior high and high school career. But yeah, man, you catch some L's, you catch some W's. Either way, you know, you just hope you make it to adulthood where you can pay bills and not have to worry about fighting people.
And here we are.
Right. Exactly.
Congratulations on adulthood, everybody.
Exactly. That's what it is. What was the last fight you got into, Barry Rosner?
Probably whatever my last season of hockey was. What was that, like 7 years ago? Something like that.
Do hockey fights count?
My man.
Like on ice hockey fights?
Every fight counts.
Okay.
Off the ice fight? Probably New Year's Eve, 89.
Oh.
Yeah. It didn't.
New Year's Eve is a fertile breeding ground for those.
Were you with Tom Bradman?
I was just going to say he's the culprit.
It didn't last very long because around me were Mike Lang, who's 6'9".
Dan's, that guy is a house.
Dan's met him. Jim Stack, who's 6'7". You know who he is. Mm-hmm. Jim Bagley, who's 6'5", and I'm trying to think of who.
You chose your friends wisely.
Yeah, no, I didn't go.
Oh, so it was a group situation.
No. If it had been a group situation, there'd have been a lot of people dead. But no, it started with me and another guy, and before it went too far, there was a couple thrown in each direction. Mm. And then before I knew it, those guys, I think Lango had his arm twisted behind his back. Lango never even spilled his drink. He just had his arm twisted behind his back and kept on sipping his drink. And I think Stack had him by the throat.
No.
And they just basically said, "Look, you're gonna have to leave." And it was over pretty quickly.
Rummy, Jim Stack, Bulls PR?
Bulls general
assistant GM.
Bulls assistant GM, general manager of the Timberwolves with Kevin McHale.
Thank you. It reminds me, did you guys see the video that Kelly Dwyer, KD on Hoops, put on Twitter yesterday of Johnny Red Kerr at age 50 dropping a between-the-legs pass in some kind of old-timers basketball game?
The All-Star game.
Yeah, celebrity All-Star game.
Yeah.
And he's like,
that was the last one they did.
He catches the ball and drops a between-the-legs pass and picks a guy at the same time, but he's very portly in a basketball jersey.
They did one of those,
awesome.
And everyone
that's
hurt
a
themselves.
A player,
right? Yeah.
Johnny Red Kerr.
That's the last one.
No, that's the thing.
Like 76 or something like that, 75. They did one of those joints. Everyone was fat, everyone was high, and everyone was hurt. And that was the end of those things.
Sounds like the score. Yeah,
exactly.
Speaking of which, what's on the show this afternoon?
Jake Arrieta comes up at 2:00. We'll talk to Andy McCullough from the LA Times. 2:40, 4:00 in other news. 5:30, it's on. You got an all-time great in the city tonight in Clayton Kershaw. Some Cubs things last night at the end of that game. It was a little hairy, so we'll get into that as well.
And the Dodger thing too. Here's your trivia question. You started with one. Another one. The Dodgers are on a 30-4 run. Last team to go to win 30 of 34.
77 Royals.
That's very, very good.
Last National League team, 1936 Giants. But we did it. We did it a couple hours ago, too.
The Freddie Pontiac. I loved that Royals team.
Yeah,
I had
man.
No idea they had that kind of run. Didn't know.
It's, yeah.
You just had to be there.
Yeah. But, I mean, that was like the two-year period where it was Royals and Yankees against Dodgers and Phillies, and then Dodgers and Yankees.
Great, great playoffs. Yeah, really, I mean, that's playoffs. You've got the George Brett off of Gossage. Was the Chris Chambliss home run?
I think Chambliss is 78 to end that series when everybody jumps on a Yankee stadium. It's crazy stuff. All right, man.
It was
76? Could be 76.
I think it was 76. I remember it from a 77 baseball card.
All right, could
they had it on
be.
Like these... Like one of those special moments cards.
Hmm. Let's do more of this off the air.
No.
Burns and Goffer
Stop
next.
It right here.
It's me and Lawrence back tomorrow morning at 9 on The Score.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.